Her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy March. It is the first day of March today. It is my birthday month, so... Happy birthday. Well, no, my birthday's not till the end of the month, so I get a whole month. It's funny how people have started to do that, celebrate their entire birthday month, which is kind of silly. Anyway, happy March to you, and it sure does feel like spring, although I think there's some rain in the future.
I heard slim chance
yeah. next weekend, I think.
Better than no
exactly. But in the meantime, we sure are enjoying the beautiful weather and all the blooms. And I was out driving Lakeville Highway towards Highway 37 a couple of days ago. And boy, that mustard fields are just blooming. And it's such a pretty time of year here in Sonoma County. Makes us remember why we like it here, why we pay the high, what they call the sunshine tax, the high price of homes. So we're actually going to talk a little bit about the price of homes this hour. And we're going to be covering the February numbers. We did hit the end of February yesterday. Happy Leap Day. But my niece was actually born on Leap Day, February 29th.
So. Really?
Yeah, and she's 20, but it's her fifth birthday.
Yeah. There was a guy I knew in high school. I remember this from high school days. He was born on Leap Day. And I did the Warriors game last night. They said three people in the NBA were born on February 29th. Oh. And two of them were on the Warriors.
Oh, so. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Wow. And I think we actually, Keller Williams, Joe Lasley, who is a great realtor, Keller Williams Realty, also celebrates her birthday on Leap Day. So happy birthday, Joe. And all of the rest of you that only get to officially celebrate your birthday on the real correct day every 4 years, hope you enjoyed it. And for the rest of us, I guess we kind of took advantage of an extra day. So hope you had a good one. And here we are, Sunday morning, March 1st. So we're going to look at the numbers. Sometimes we realtors are a little, myself included, a little slow to remember to, something. There's this whole kind of flurry of activity in the process of getting something, a transaction closed, an escrow closed, recorded at the county offices. And sometimes it's really important that it be done at the end of a certain month for maybe tax reasons or, whatever, when a person has to move, there's a lease is up and they need to be out or they're closing on their house. And so there's sometimes this real flurry of activity and everybody working together, including the escrow company, the lender, the buyer, the seller, the agents on both sides to get it closed. And then we forget to go into the MLS and mark it sold. So not all of us, but I've been guilty before myself. And, sometimes you're relieved to get everything done and then you forget, especially when it's on a Friday and you go into the weekend. And anyway, so there's a chance that the numbers are a little bit off. It's maybe a little bit early. We like to wait maybe into midweek just to give everyone a chance to report their sold listings. However, we're going to talk about it anyway because it is March 1st today. So we'll look at the numbers, kind of what's been going on in February, how it compared to January, and how it compared to last year, and how we're doing. And then another, big hot topic right now is interest rates and, what is going on. The interest rates are so incredibly low. And really, they keep getting a little lower, and there's a big question about how low can they really go, and there was some strategy in lowering the interest rates earlier in the year, and end of last year, and it may have kind of backfired a little bit because when something bad happens in the world, lowering the interest rates is usually kind of an effect of that. And, really, how low can we go? And are there going to be, when we saw back in 2008 and 2009, when the market just really tanked and we had such a bad recession and there really needed to be other options. And so, you know, is that what we're going to see, is maybe they're going to have to look at other options, not just lowering the interest rate? So we'll talk a little bit about that today when we come back. And then, you know, there was an article in the Press Democrat that talked about the median home price. I'll let you know what the median home price is now. But according to the Press Democrat article, there were, I think, about nine, maybe 10 areas in Sonoma County that are over $700,000 for median home price. And so I want to talk about that. And there are some areas. I'm going to go kind of break down the areas where the median home price is high, where there's some lower, more affordable areas, and really kind of encourage you to look at the whole picture and remember that median home price means the middle point of prices. And that doesn't mean that you can't buy a house for less than $700,000. It means that that's just the middle of our price point of what's selling. So there's, you know, half is higher, half is lower. It's a little different than average. There are some lower price homes and there are some lower price areas, and kind of want to talk about things that you can do maybe to get yourself into a position to purchase a home. And maybe it means looking in some different areas that where the prices are a little lower, if that's what you need to do. So we'll talk some more about that and some more fun stuff. Anyway, lots of stuff. I do want to mention, I actually have been talking about my listing at Tracy Avenue, which is a PUD. It actually, we put it in escrow this week, so congratulations to everyone involved in that. Hopefully that'll be a nice, smooth transaction. And that means that I am currently without any listings. So I've got a couple others in the works, but everything that I was working on is now either sold or in escrow. So, I've talked to other agents who are, you know, feeling that too, that we need some more listings. So there is a lot of stuff coming up. And as we move into spring, you're going to start seeing a little bit more come on the market. But really, there's a lot of buyers out there. And especially with those low interest rates, if you are at all thinking about selling your home or buying another house and it involves selling the home that you're in, you know, it's something that you can do. And I'm actually doing a lot of contingent transactions where the buyer has a house to sell, but you'd really like to buy something. And there's this kind of delicate little dance that we have to do. I don't know, delicate. It's intricate. It's not delicate. There's a very intricate dance that has to happen between all parties, and a lot of trust, a lot of sometimes a little bit of a leap of faith that it's going to happen. And kind of going beyond just the faith, but looking at what should be in place and what you want to see on the other side if you are getting an offer in that involves somebody selling their house. Or if you have a house to sell and you found the perfect house you want to buy, what is the process and what do you need to do? So there is a lot of moving parts in that. And so... It's something important to understand how it works, but also to understand that it is something that can happen. It's something that we are seeing a lot of right now. I am personally, I think other people are as well. I know that I'm on the other side of several transactions right now where it involves another house having to sell in order for us to close escrow. And that a lot of time is a simultaneous close, and there's a lot of coordination between the agents and the escrow company, because there's money transferring and it has to all happen all perfectly timed. And so I want to talk about that a little bit more. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the numbers and then we'll kind of dive into all this other fun stuff. Okay, I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
KSRO, on air, online, and now available on all leading smart speakers, including Google Home. Just say, okay, Google, play KSRO. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. Around the county, around the country. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Right here at KSRO. And you can also catch the past shows. And if you missed some information on this week's show, you can go to KSRO.com, go to shows. There's a drop-down menu for Ask the Expert. Drop-down menu there takes you to Allison Norman / Real Estate. That is the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and you can listen to some past Mike Kelly shows even, and all of my past shows and the shows that Mike and I did together, including today's show. And Joe's pretty quick about getting it on to the podcast within, you know, just shortly after the hour. So that's nice. If you miss something, you can go right back in there and listen. We had Shirley Zane on last week. It was a good conversation. That podcast is up for last week, and all kinds of, just scroll back through the podcast and there's some good stuff. But today's good information is about the February market. And as I said, the numbers, you know, could trickle in a little bit, but this is probably a pretty good idea of what the numbers were for February. There may be a few as agents who kind of linger or lag in reporting a sold. But everything in February has closed, and it's interesting. I'm working with a client right now who is buying a property here and had a property to sell in New York, in Staten Island. She had a condo. I started talking to her a year ago. I mean, sometimes these things take a little while. So she was getting her condo ready. The market had kind of slowed down a little bit there. So it lingered for a while. She finally got it into escrow in the New York state. It makes me really appreciate California. The New York real estate, it could take, you know, 90 days, 100 days, you know, 120. It takes a long time. And they do things really backwards. They get into contract and then they negotiate the contract with an attorney. They each have their own attorney. They do their inspections. They do all this negotiating. They get a solid contract written up by the attorney, not the purchase contract like we have here in California. And then once they do that, then they go get their mortgage commitment, and that could take 45 days. And once they have their mortgage commitment, then it could take another 30 days to get the two attorneys and the buyer and seller together to sell their, or to sign all the documents and finalize it. And they sit down at the table and they sign everything and then they hand over the keys. And so a lot of times when people come in to California from another state and there we're talking about closing escrow and signing loan documents, and we do it so differently. For one, it takes about 30 days for start to finish, and we can even, I've done them in less. If it's cash, it could be in a week or less. The escrow company kind of doesn't like it when we do that, but they can do it. But it just makes them work that much faster and harder to get it done. But if there's a loan, you know, even with a loan, I've done in, you know, 10 days. Georgia Dare Cross Country Mortgage did a loan for me in a 10-day close with a loan. So it can happen. But in contrast to New York and some of the other areas where they are attorney states, we really close escrow quickly. However, we don't all sit at the table and transfer of keys happens right there when we're all, you know, a lot of times buyers and sellers go, well, am I ever going to meet the buyer? And, you know, a lot of times we'll set up an appointment once we're done if they want to go over some of the things about the property that they want the buyer to know, how the alarm system works or how the sprinkler system works or, you know, how often do they water the plant over there that's doing so well. I mean, you know, little things that you would want to pass on to a buyer. But typically, we don't all sit down together and get it done. And when you sign all your documents, that isn't the close of escrow. That is just getting all the paperwork together. We send it all back to the escrow company. What needs to go to the lender goes to the lender. And then the lender funds the loan. All the money comes in, and the escrow company goes down to the county recorder's office. Records the deed, transferring ownership. Now it's your house. Now we've transferred ownership. So it's really different than it is in somewhere like New York. But I also bring up that New York, because that is one of the escrows that I'm working on right now, where it is contingent on her selling. And thankfully, we're finally she's going to be closing, signing everything, all the attorneys get in, buyer seller sitting down, transferring keys next week. So, and we're in escrow on another property, it's really nice to see when it kind of all comes together. And then I have a couple other escrows going on right now where I have the listing and there is a contingency of sale. So there's a lot of things that you need to know kind of going into that. And I got completely off track because I was going to talk about the numbers. But let's finish up on that, and then we'll talk about the numbers. So a contingent offer. So say you have a house that you want to sell. Or you're kind of thinking about it, but, you know, if you could find the perfect house with more bedrooms or smaller, less bedrooms in an area, you know, maybe you want to live out at the coast and you just find the perfect house while you're out there looking around sometime. Or you go on vacation and maybe you go to Arizona and you find a great house and you want to buy it, but you've got this house to sell that you have to do first. So there's this whole process to it, and it is really difficult to get an escrow or get an offer accepted if you are just thinking about putting your house in the market. And you say, well, I'll put my house on the market if I can get this offer accepted on this dream house of mine. And it can work, but chances are you're going to have a really hard time, and especially if it's a property maybe that just came on the market and it's going to have a lot of competition. You really need to have your house in escrow is ideal, but at least on the market, at least in the MLS and ready. And then typically they'll give you a certain amount of days, a couple of weeks, maybe 17 days, to get your house into escrow. And if not, then they can take other offers or, put it in. They may at that point be still showing it and taking backup offers, and they could either tell you need to remove your contingency and move forward, or you need to step back so that I can put this other offer in place. So it can happen, but it's difficult. And the best case scenario would be if you had your house in escrow. Even better, they've already done their inspections and you're pending. That would, that's the easiest contingent offer to get accepted, because you can show the other agent, they can show their seller, look, they're in escrow, they're pending, the buyer has loan approval, they've had their appraisal, they've done all their inspections, they're sure they want this house. And all we're doing is waiting for them to sell their house so they can take those funds and buy your house. That's best case scenario. If you just find this great house and you think you're going to put your house on the market, if it's been sitting on the market for a while, it might be something that they're willing to consider and maybe give you that chance and give you a few weeks to get your house in the market, see if you can get a buyer. And if that happens, you as the seller looking at this house that you really, really want, you need to be really realistic about what you're going to sell your house for. If you think, you really, really want this house, but you really, really want all this money for your house that you're selling, or you have to have a whole bunch of money and maybe it's a little high for the market, it's really not the best scenario to be going forward with. And if I was the listing agent on that side looking at your offer with a house that you have to list, that you haven't even put on the market yet, or maybe you have, but it's really an unrealistic price, I'm going to advise my seller, you know, to really think carefully about that. So just something to think about when you, but it can be done. And so I wouldn't think that it can't happen, but there's some ways that you have to do it. And you really need to get with an agent that understands the process, and you really need to be realistic in what you're selling for. And not only that, what you're purchasing that house for. If you're going to ask them to put their house on hold, the sale of their house, while you sell your house, you need to come in with a solid offer. And maybe that means, you know, coming up at full price or coming up at a little over their list price to incentivize them to take the, essentially they're taking their house off the market while you sell your house. So anyway, it is an option. It's something you can do. I would encourage you to look into it if you are thinking about buying another house and you can't figure out how to make that happen. Give me a call. I'm glad to talk you through the process, and it's my number. You can always reach me at 799-3617. And then also, if you put your house on the market, and you only want this one house, so you're going to put your house on the market, you're going to try and sell it, but what if you don't find the perfect house and you're worried now you're going to be without a home, you're going to be homeless? You can put your house on the market subject to you finding that replacement property. And again, that gets a little tricky as well, because if you're asking a buyer now to put their put their home search on hold, essentially, and kind of lock in themselves on the purchase of your home, not knowing for sure if you're ever going to actually sell your house to them, because maybe they can't get that house that they wanted. And that can be really tricky as well, because then as the buyer in that situation, you've got to put some parameters in there. You have to give them X number of days to get into escrow on that property, and then X number of days to remove contingencies. And so there's a whole process with that as well. And so it definitely can get done and be done, but there has to be a lot of communication, and there has to be agents on both sides that really understand the process. So, you know, don't assume that just because you're locked into this house, or that you want to move, that you feel like you're locked into this house, because there are ways to do it. Whether you're going to sell your house first, maybe rent something, maybe you can stay with family for a couple of months while you're finding something, or put your house on the market subject to you finding that replacement property. But again, you need to be realistic. If you're going to do that, you need to be realistic in what you're searching for. And a lot of agents and a lot of sellers or buyers don't even want to look at a property where it's subject to them finding a replacement property. And often I'll make that call as the buyer's agent, you know, and have that conversation with the listing agent who has the house that's subject to finding a replacement property. And, you know, questions like, how realistic are they? Have they found a place yet? Or how far along in the process are they? All of those things are really important questions, and there's a lot more that involved in it, but it can be done. And so I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to encourage you is, and not scare you away from it, that if you're feeling like you're stuck in your house, you're not. There are ways to do it, and if it's, you know, from exploring your options as far as putting your house on the market subject to finding something else, it's something to do, and it actually helps you if you're on the market in escrow when you're putting an offer in on that other property, because now you're putting an offer in subject to you selling your house as well. So it's like I said, it's a dance. When we come back, we're going to go to news. When we come back, I will tell you all the numbers from February, and then we'll talk more about the interest rates. I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and I will be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
One day after the U.S. encouraged Americans not to travel to two regions of Italy that have been hardest hit by the novel coronavirus, officials in Rhode Island say they've confirmed the first case of coronavirus in the state in someone who recently traveled to Italy. Health Secretary Alex Azar was on ABC's This Week and said more cases are expected in the U.S. as testing expands.
That if anyone's tested for flu, they also will be tested for novel coronavirus. That is a key part of our emergency supplemental, is I want to expand that kind of surveillance testing nationwide. As soon as Congress gets us the money, that'll be out there throughout the country.
Following Joe Biden's big win in South Carolina's primary, it's now a sprint to Super Tuesday. Biden has now earned more votes than any other Democrat in the first four contests. Five of the Democrats, including Biden, are in Selma, Alabama today for a civil rights commemoration. And Turkey's president says he's opening the borders to allow migrants to head to Europe. He wants European help in a conflict with Syria. Brian Clark, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mostly sunny skies today, high of 62, 59 along the coast. Clear tonight, low 42, 45 on the shores. Blue skies for tomorrow, up to 73 degrees, 64 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday sunny, high of 79, 64 along the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Happy March. Happy Sunday. Happy almost spring. Happy birthday month to me. happy. I hope you're enjoying. It's going to be another beautiful day, even though I think it's cooled down a little bit and there were threats of rain, but not like, you know, one minuscule of an inch. So we do need some rain, and I know we're going to be feeling it later on. But right now, it sure has been nice to have this nice weather. So anyway, we're talking about the numbers, and we are going to talk about the mortgage rates, and I may have a call in about that. I think he's going to call back. And we'll kind of talk about what the heck is going on with these mortgage rates. And they were already low for other reasons, and then this coronavirus hit, and when things are bad, the rates tend to go down. But they were already down for other reasons too, so we're really kind of feeling that. And I think we do have George Adairs on the phone. And thank you. And George, I sent him a message early this morning and said, hey, why don't you, because I was going to talk about interest rates, and who better, you know, I sell houses and I know about interest rates, but a lender who actually, you know, that's what they do, and they follow the interest rates. So I figured George would be a great person to talk about that with, George Adair, Cross Country Mortgage, who coincidentally I just mentioned also did a really fast loan for me. So is George on the air? Oh, George, you're there. I thought you were still on hold. Hey, George.
Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good. I was talking you up, and you weren't here yet. Or I thought you weren't here yet. So thank you. I know I messaged you early this morning, and I had this, like, you know, I was looking through all the stuff about the interest rates and thinking I'm going to talk about that today, and realized who better than a lender, a loan officer, who really follows that more closely to talk about that. So we're talking about, so just to introduce you better, this is George Adair, Cross Country Mortgage, and you also do the loan show on KSRO's Wednesday at noon?
That's right, yeah, Wednesday at noon. Wednesday. Been 9 years, Allison.
Wow. Has it really been 9 years? Isn't that funny? Yeah, I know Mike and I used to always talk about how long, you know, he was doing the show and how long I did the show with him, which was, I think, about 8 years, and it's crazy. It just goes by, doesn't it?
It does go by. I learned a lot from both you and Mike, actually, with your shows, and you're doing a great job And I'm really appreciate being on the show this morning.
Well, thank you.
I can talk about rates and kind of tell you what my impression is and where they are. And you know, it's been a really volatile week in the stock market for the last couple of weeks, of course. And
yeah,
people are starting to feel the pinch in their 401ks and their IRAs. You know, unfortunately, biggest single week drop, I think, in over a decade.
Wow.
And you know, it's unfortunate in some areas, and I don't know where the bottom is in this short-term blip. I'm not an economist or a financial advisor.
Right. They always ask us to get our crystal ball.
Having those intelligent conversations.
Yeah.
And they're concerned about it.
Okay. And so what are you seeing? Your interest rates are down like what, 3.5%? Is that what you're saying? I know it fluctuates.
We're even lower than that.
Are you?
I just quoted one out at 3% with some buy downs. So
wow.
As you know, people can use some of the equity in their house, or they can pay with cash or seller credit to buy to a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing rates in the low threes for your average 30-year fixed.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people are even getting into the high twos if they want to get a 15-year.
Wow. And that's just, I mean, that is such a low cost for money.
It's so cheap. And I think it's going to continue to keep the housing market strong.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing in the stock market, in my view, is not going to necessarily affect real estate valuation. I'm not sure how you feel about that. But I think that cost of money and interest rates being low keeps things even more affordable, keeps houses more affordable. So I think that's a good stability move. I don't know how long this will last, though.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I you know, the lower the cost of money is, the more buyers are willing to go out there and maybe offer a little bit more on a house. So if anything, I mean, I see it boosting the real estate market. Whether it's people can, you know, say, well, now we can afford that $500,000 house, you know, because the cost of the loan is less, or, you know, maybe we can buy a little bit more expensive house or whatever. I mean, I think it is causing some movement. So I think that's good to see. So what initially caused the economy, from what I'm reading, I guess, depends on who you're listening to. The economy is pretty strong. So why, do you know why they initially dropped the interest rates? And it's not just, you know, the coronavirus and what's happening in the stock market now, because that's new and they were already low.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a misconception. I can tell you what it isn't first, and
okay.
Then you can talk about what it was.
Perfect.
So there's a misconception that the Fed, or the government, dictates what the interest rates are for mortgages, and
mm-hmm.
it's completely untrue, except for home equity line of credit, which are considered seconds. They're
right.
Based off the prime rate. But all mortgage rates otherwise for your purchase loans or cash out refinance loans are set by the mortgage-backed security market. And that's a traded market, just like bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see the T-bill, the 10-year T-bill, start to fall, typically the treasuries are an indicator that mortgages are also going to fall. So we're seeing the lowest T-bill we've ever seen. And the reason for that is investors move money out of instability, securities, stocks, when times get scary. So we see this with geopolitical crisis. We see this with Brexit. We see this now with the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was impossible to predict the coronavirus would do this to the market 3 weeks ago. It was, no one saw this coming.
Right.
However, many, many economists have felt the stock market was overinflated, trading at way too high evaluations, you know, price-to-earning evaluations, way, way too high. So, you know, the experts I follow, my own analysis of it is that something was going to cause the stock market to fall. It happened to be the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Then when it did, it was a huge snowball effect that's trickled into the worldwide economy. Typically, our stock market falls because of domestic information, you know, GDP numbers, unemployment numbers,
mm-hmm.
those types of things. War, those types of things affect the stock market to this type of level. I don't think anyone thought it was going to be the hysteria around a potential pandemic.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to see that. So that causes, but you're saying that affects more like the consumer, like credit card rates and other types of loan? Is it like car loans and stuff? What causes people to go? I guess the scare in the stock market is what causes people to go over to the bonds and more of that type of purchase. And does that then affect the
it doesn't.
Interest
so the rate? Consumer, yeah, the consumer interest rates for consumer debt, like auto loans and for credit cards, mm-hmm. those, so your auto loans are all fixed. So, you know, if you already got your auto loan, it's not going to be, it's not adjustable.
Right, it's not adjustable, you're right, okay.
But if you were to go step into a new auto loan today compared to 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. you'd be surprised to find out the rate's probably still the same. So okay. auto loans are not impacted by this type of volatility. They're typically tied to the prime rate. So I think that begs the question of, what's the Fed going to do?
Yeah.
You know, what is, you know, the new concern that the Fed needs to mitigate, which is a collapsing stock market, inflation, and what will they do to curb all that? It's likely we'll see the Fed's forced hand to drop interest rates. They've been fairly conservative for the last several meetings and chose not to adjust their federal funds rate. But I think we're going to see that they have to now.
To kind of offset every...
Yeah, to help stimulate the economy.
Okay. So what...
I will say, I think this is something that's going to continue to develop. I don't think we're going to see interest rates bounce back up for some time.
Okay.
And, you know, if anyone wants to take a look at whether this is the right time to refinance, I'd be happy to do that with them. There's no cost for us to do that.
Okay.
Simply go to my website if I can give that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. They can go to georgiadare.com. That's A-D-A-I-R. You can just Google Georgia Dare, and you'll find the website.
Okay.
And we'll have a confidential conversation. I'll let you know what the interest rate market's doing and how it could affect you.
Great. That'd be great. And good time. Yeah, I had some clients that bought... did a VA purchase last year. It's been just about a year, and the end of last year they refinanced, and they were able to cut about $400 a month off of their payment.
Wow.
And they got, I mean, we thought it was a pretty good rate when they got it, when they bought the house, and then they just kept going. I'm all, you guys should probably check on it. And now, I mean, they probably could refinance again, but I know there's some costs involved in that, and then you have to look at, you know, how does that make sense? So there is a minimal cost to do a refi. You kind of look at all that.
People want to remember that when you do a refinance, it's typically going to cost anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000. And then the follow-up question is, well, I got four offers in the mail last week saying it would be a no-cost refi.
Yeah.
Folks need to understand, there is really no such thing as a no-cost refi.
Okay.
So the fees for a refinance would be rolled into the new loan amount. Or in some cases, you can price up a higher interest rate to cover the fees.
To cover the cost.
If you're saving $200 to $300 a month, you're going to break even at about 1.5 to 2 years.
Okay.
So it makes sense. If you're going to keep the loan for at least that break even point, the refinance makes sense.
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense is to chase an interest rate just to have a cool number.
Like, right, because, yeah, you have to look at, okay, well, how much did that cost me to do that? And,
yeah.
and how long is it going to take to break even, like you said? So that makes sense. Right. So good. So georgiadare.com is A-D-A-I-R. I always want to add an E at the end, and there isn't one.
No. I think we dropped that when we went through Ellis Island.
There you go. Okay, good. Well, I'm gonna let you go. I really appreciate you calling in and jumping in spur of the moment. I just, you know, I kind of get these ideas at the last minute. I go, I should call George. So thank you for being awake. And I know most people are awake by 9:30, but I think I texted you at like 8 o'clock. So
yeah, I was awake, but I generally on a Sunday morning try to avoid turning my phone on too early.
I know. And I do the same thing as well, and which is nice. We can do that in our business. But I will say that you're usually very available, and it's great to find a lender who, if I have need a pre-approval letter at 5 o'clock at night on a Saturday or Sunday, I can typically get a hold of you. So. Thank you.
You sure can. 7 days a week. Well, thanks for being part of the show. And you're doing great, and it's great catching up with you. And
yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, George. Thanks for checking in and all that great information. So that was George Adair, Cross Country Mortgage. Does a great job getting you financed for a home purchase, or like you said, refinance. So and the Loan Show here on KSRO every Wednesday from 12 to 12:30. It's a lot of great information, and there really is a lot going on in that part of, you know, and it is a big piece of the market and real estate and what does it cost to finance a purchase and how much can you afford, and it's a huge part of it. So keeping an eye on what's happening with the interest rates is great. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, as promised, we're going to talk about the February numbers, and that'll probably take us to the end of the hour. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back.
Sonoma County Supervisor Linda Hopkins.
The one patient who was in a Sonoma County hospital was transferred here, and according to our public health officer, Dr. Phillips, everything was done according to protocol.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on the Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
It's my honor to work with first-time homebuyers, helping them make ownership in the North Bay a reality. It's important to me to get veterans, active military, young families, and single moms into stable homes right here in our community. I have extensive experience with FHA and VA buyers and how to work the ins and outs of getting your offer accepted.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community, too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
KSRO is online at ksro.com. Streaming powered by Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg Lumber company.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It is the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman here every Sunday morning. And George Adair had some great information. Thank you for that. About what's happening with the mortgage rates. And they're crazy low, if you didn't catch that in the last segment. Really, really low. So if you bought a house and you're paying over 4%, go check on refinancing because you can save some money. And like George said, sometimes they'll roll the cost of the refinance into your loan, so they'll just kind of tack it on the end. And sometimes that makes sense if it's lowering your rate enough to where it can offset that, it'll make sense. So he'll sit down, and any good lender will sit down with you and see if it makes sense to refinance. So I really encourage you to look into that. And I also encourage you, if you are a buyer or maybe were a buyer and you kind of gave up on it, look again at what you can qualify for, because with interest rates at you know, under 4%, 3.5%, 3%, depending on your specific circumstances, you really can get more house, or maybe you couldn't qualify at all, and now you can because that cost of the loan is going to be lower. And sometimes that makes a difference if you're really tight in whether you would qualify or not. You have to have a debt to income ratio. You have to have a loan, you know, the cost of the loan to the, you know, there's all these ratios. And so the smaller the cost of the loan, the better, you know, maybe you'll fit into that box that you didn't fit into before. So I really encourage you to get back out there. Look, if you kind of gave up on it. Anyway, and on that note, let's talk about the market and what happened with the market. And then this Press Democrat article that talked about the median home prices over 700,000 in quite a few areas in Sonoma County. But I want to remind you that's not all of them. And I'm going to go through the list of what median home prices are in the different areas of the county. But as far as what sold in February, numbers are in, and what sold in February, well, first let's talk about active. There are 684 active single-family homes in all of Sonoma County. All the price points, all across the board, 684, and that's pretty much the same. It was a little bit... I'm trying to find that number. It was 630 in the end of January. So, you know, now we're 684. So we have been seeing more homes come on the market. But at the same time, they're selling. So what sold in February 2020 were 246 homes. And when I pull, and it's just single family homes when I get pull these numbers. So there were 246. And what sold last month, 226. What sold in February of a year ago, so year over year, it was 236. So we're really sitting pretty much, you know, we're looking pretty good. And we actually have sold a little bit more than we did a year ago. And then when you look at condos, there are 78 active condos in the market, 36 sold in February, 32 sold in January. So, you know, we're up a little from there. Multi-units, 2 to 4 units, like a duplex or, you know, triplex, fourplex. There are 23 active on the market. So if you're thinking about that as an option, and that's something good to think about if you maybe aren't finding what you want, you know, maybe look at a little bit higher price point for something that has an additional unit, and then you can use the cost. In most cases, talk to your lender, but you can use the cost, the rent, the value of rents on an additional unit towards your purchase qualifying. So, again, talk to your lender about that, but that sometimes that's a good option. And there are 23 active, not very many, to come on the market. So there's 23 of them, 11 sold last month. So, you know, there's definitely some room there. And it's sometimes a good option. And then mobile homes, there are 86 currently on the market, 22 sold. Mobile home is kind of tricky because it's a great, you look at the price and it's a really nice low price, but you have to remember there's going to be a monthly rent. Sometimes they're very high. And also, most cases with a mobile home, you're going to need to have either some fancy some alternative financing, or you're going to have to come in with cash, or maybe somebody, you know, a family or friend is going to loan you some money. So it's a little tricky with that. There are a few lenders out there that loan on mobile homes in a park. You typically have to have more money down. And if you're interested in that, I'm glad to get you some names and kind of look into that. But there's 86 mobile homes available. And typically those are under, you know, some of them we're seeing even, you know, close to 300,000. But typically 200,000 or less, you can get a decent mobile home. But again, you have to look for that park rent because it can sometimes be $1,200 a month. So that's a really big piece of the puzzle and the financing part of it. Residential land, there are 258 lots available, 23 sold in February. And so that's something we've been kind of watching because of the fire lots and hoping that we didn't have a glut of properties land sitting available. So we're kind of keeping an eye on that. There's currently 258 available, 23 sold. In that 03 and 04, 95403, 95404 zip code, there are currently 124 active residential lots. Assuming most of those are burn lots, not all of them. Because of that area code that pulls in Fountain Grove and Mark West and Coffee Park, all of those areas along there. So 124 active, 17 sold in February. And lots and lands, to look back at January, there were 276 and now there's 258 active. This is probably the 23 that sold. And then 03 and 04, there were 134, and now there are 124 and 17 sold in the month of February. So, you know, the market's just kind of trudging along. I've had people ask me, you know, what do you think's happening with the market? Is it going to go down? And, you know, I don't see. I see that we still have a healthy market, and with the interest rates so low, it's got to help with that. And I think it's, you know, it's a great time for people to be out looking and realizing the dream of homeownership, or maybe, you know, making that move from one house to a different, like we talked about at the beginning of the show. And if that's something you're thinking about, I'm glad to sit down with you and talk to you about kind of the process and what that looks like. If you have a house to sell, if you have this dream house in mind, but you need to sell your house first and thinking maybe you need to do all this work to get your house ready, maybe you don't. Let's take a look at your house and see what you can do that could quick and easily get you on the market, so that you can find that other house while the interest rates are low. So, I mean, it's kind of a perfect day. Interest rates are low. The home values are up. Really, they keep kind of inching up. Everything that I'm hearing, and again, there's this whole economy, global economy right now, and the coronavirus, and to kind of see how that affects everything. But right now, we're not slowing down, and there are people still out there buying homes. And the predictions I'm hearing, or have been hearing, is that home values are going to steadily be on an upward trend, as is pretty typical for the real estate market. So, nobody's seeing any kind of crash in sight, at least not what I've heard. So, current median home price across the board sold in February. Now, just to remember, this is only based on 246 homes that sold in February. The median home price is $643,450. So, the lowest priced home that sold in February was $120,000. The highest price was $5,200,000. So, you know, the most, I'm looking here, I think the highest number of prices that sold was in the 600 to 649 price point, somewhere around that, between 5 and 650. It's kind of the biggest segment of the market of what sold in February. And so then the Press Democrat came out with this article, and I can't remember, I don't know exactly when it was. It popped up, I think, on Facebook. I follow Press Democrat on Facebook, which you should, because there's a lot of interesting articles. That and KSRO has some, if you go to Facebook and like both of those and follow, you get some good local information. Anyway, this was a Press Democrat article, and they said that all of all of these areas were over 700 median home prices, and it was Glen Ellen, Pen Grove, Bodega Bay, Kenwood, Sebastopol, Sea Ranch, Sonoma, Healdsburg, and Geyserville. And there was one other one on the list, but anyway, and you know, so it's important to remember that the median home price is it's the middle, it's not even an average. There's average where you take all the numbers, you add them all together, if you remember, you know, high school math, or is it elementary school math, add them all together, divide it by the number, and then you get your average. This is not average, this is median, and basically there's 50% below, 50% above, that gets you the median. So that means that there are all of these homes below 700,000 that you could afford. So, or maybe, you know, that are less expensive. So some of the areas, you know, it's interesting, Healdsburg, we're going to run out of time, but Healdsburg, the median in February was 1,699,000, but that is based on 9 homes that sold. So, Guerneville, Southwest Santa Rosa, Northwest Santa Rosa, Windsor, even, you know, or 450 Russian River. There's some areas where you can afford to go lower. So that's my point. Anyway, don't base a lot on what the median is. Look at the different areas and see what you can do. Give me a call if you need some help with that. 799-3617. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Mark Basorti, North Coast Title, joining me next week, talking about title and escrow and that whole process. Join me then next Sunday. Happy Sunday. Have a great day.
The preceding was a paid presentation. News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
from ABC News.